bless you. You did a great job. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We're going to pray for you guys later on at the end of the short ministration. That is wonderful. But by the way, put your hands together for our youth. Come, put your hands together. Thank you, Sister Precious. Thank you, Brother Nathaniel. Thank you, Bukara, for coming together to do this for these children. It's an investment in their future, and the Lord God will bless you in Jesus' name. And you people that are here, this is what we ought to be doing as children of God in and outside the church premises, in the sense that we are supposed to groom these children, prepare them for their future, and to be productive for Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have a quick word of prayer. I gave my time for preaching today so that they can do this. So put your hands together for me also. Amen. So I'm going to preach for 5-10 minutes, and I hope that you'll be blessed. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you for these young ones. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. We are committing them into your hand, their future, their plans, their aspiration in life. Promote and bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, Lord Jehovah God, we are asking that you guide them through life, that they will be lined up with you. They will not be derailed. The enemy will not interfere with their lives in Jesus' mighty name. But the plan you have for them shall be fulfilled, and they shall glorify Jesus Christ in their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I was thinking when we were talking, say, who do we, I probably will pick up Jonah if you ask me. I say, it will be like a quick question. I say, hey, bro, Jonah, what's up? I say, hi, what's up, Emmanuel? What is it? I say, I want to ask you a question about, just a question. You are the character I picked from the whole Bible. Say, why would you pick me of the whole Bible? I just wanted to know how the ride was inside the belly of the fish. I don't want to talk about that, man. That's something I don't even want to remember. Just tell me a little. Look, can you imagine somebody taking a ride inside the belly of a whale that has eaten every polluted things, dead things, every kind of stuff, and then he has a 3 days ride inside them? So that would be what I asked. But anyway, our Bible verse for today will be Psalm 127, chapter 127, verse 3 to 5. Quickly, please. We have a few minutes to do this. Few minutes. Psalm 127, 3 to 5. Read verse 3 to 5, please. 3 to 5. Okay, read with me, everybody. Though children are an heritage of the Lord. Amen. And the fruit of the womb is what? And then verse 4 says, as arrows are in the hand of the mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that had his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies at the gate. In the gate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I just want to make a quick, because our children spoke to us today, ministered to us. Can you imagine how they picked the characters in the Bible and was able to come out with such interesting way, asking why they love them, why they're interested in them, and why they are looking into these characters and what questions they will have for them if they have such opportunity. It's a concept I haven't thought of before, but it is really nice. That shows the quality and the ability of their teachers. God bless you guys for such things, and God will remember you for good in Jesus' name. Amen. So now I want to talk about the Psalm 127. The children of this generation are facing, not like all of them here, not hunger issue like when we were growing up, that was a major issue. How do I eat 3 square meals? It's not issue of, things, material, that many of them, but they are facing a lot of challenges in their day and time, and I want parents to be cognizant of that. These children are facing issues that me and you could not face in our time of growing up. There is this world they live in now that disinformation and information is just overwhelming for them. And whether you like it or not, they have in the palms of their hand an instrument called cell phone. And this time of cell phone, they can access information in the millions within a second. Things me and you have no access to growing up. And in this little phone or internet or computer or whatever resources they are using, every kind of information, anything you want, you can easily get at the touch of your fingers. And many of them are designed, to lead them away from Christ, to lead them away from God, to lead them into destruction. That is the design of some of these demonic people. So in today's decision, I call it agent of change. But I want you to know that God has given us, these children, to be agent of change, not in the negative way, but positive ways. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That these children are designed also by God. For say, I know the plan I have towards you. So God has plans for each of these children to be an agent of change. And I want you to listen, you young men and ladies that are here, that have spoken and ministered to me and to us this morning. God has made you an agent of change in every and any environment you may find yourself. You are not designed to follow after the pattern of destruction that the world is laying out for you out there. You are designed by God to follow and become an agent of change so that in your environment, in your little environment, among your friends, in the community where you are, in your school, anywhere you are, in that social media forum where you are part of, to be an agent of change for good. Because there's always going to be a voice, a negative voice. There's always going to be a person in that group or people in that group that want to steer you towards destruction. Have you tried a little drug? Have you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend? What did you do with them? Have you tried to make money by doing this? Have you done this or done that? You are to be an agent of change, not for them to change you, but for you to change them towards God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are supposed to minister to them. I want to say that at your age, by the grace of God, not boasting, but it's a fact I've stated in this church, I was already a vice president of what we call Scripture Union in my school in Nigeria. At your age, I was already a president of the Protestant organization. You don't attend to this position by just asking for it, because there are many students competing, wanting to be there. You have to be there because of your knowledge of the Scripture, the ability to impact others in their life, what you have done. There is a process that the elders, people from this headship of this organization, will come and get through you guys to be able for you to be there. And I want to challenge each one of you to form, to be part of that leadership that will become agent of change. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I noticed that there are some big ones among us, the big boys. In fact, I saw two of them coming into church this morning, 40 minutes late. And I accosted them at the door because these are my people that I know very well. And I said, do you go late to your work? And, sorry, I'm not. I said, do you go late to your work? No, we don't. Maybe once in a while, yeah. But you come to church late. And other children are doing this, and now you are not part of it. Because maybe you consider to yourself, and I told them, and they were very respectful. They say, we will change. They will do better. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I want you to know that you are not going to allow this world, This thing they call computer, this thing they call internet, the social media system, the phone you have in your hand, to change you towards or against God, but for you to use it to change the world towards God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I want to talk to the parents, because as I say, we have a few minutes to get the message of today out, that arrows, what did he say? Go to verse 3 again for me, of 127, Psalm 127, or verse 4. 127, go to verse 4, please, verse 4. It says in that verse 4, 127 verse 4, as arrows are in the hand of the mighty, arrows have to hit a target. And target has to, the arrow have to be directed to hit a target. Parents, you are the bowman or the bowwoman that the Bible is talking about here. And you have fashioned a bow, and then you are the you fashion an arrow in order to hit a target. You have a precise target you want to hit. And there's a process to this. I want you to know that you are there as a guidance, as a protector, as one who is a caretaker of these children. He cannot just take the arrow and shoot it anywhere. You cannot just take the arrow and shoot it blindly. There have to be a target, a real target you had destined when you put the arrow in the string and then you draw it and you aim and then you release. So also is these children in your hand. The bow that the Bible is talking here is you. And the arrow the Bible is talking here is the children. You have to have a plan and a design for each one of your children. And pray that God give you grace to attain it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have to be careful how you raise these children. They live in a very dangerous world. They live in a very dangerous world. I've made parents that are not worthy to be parents. But God in his wisdom allowed them to be one. I met one that, I look at the boy, because of my line of work, I have to visit a lot of homes in this United States. And in visiting them at times, it gets personal. People talk to, when they find out you're a preacher, they talk to you. And this man, one of the things he does early at this boy's 13, 14, is not to take him to church, not to take him to anything, but to show him how to shoot gun. I say, why is that a priority? Because he has to learn, according to him, how to protect himself. So you teach your young kid, who, as I'm talking to him, he's not well balanced, that young man, and you are teaching him how to shoot AR-15 or shoot handgun or do this and that, and you are thinking you are creating, you are impacting something positive to these young kids. That's the kind of parents we have out there. I have seen parents who approach me and say, come and speak to my son. He is wayward and this thing. And I came to the house to speak to the son, and she herself was doing drugs. I say, why do you think that you doing drugs can, is your life supposed to be an example for your children? I say, you are even doing this drug and your children know about it. Why are you whining that they are doing the same thing you are doing? That is the kind of world we are living in now. But I thank God for those of you who are believers, who know that they have to make time to read the Bible with these children, make time to teach them on the ways that they should go. The Bible has made it clear. It says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. It says, teach these children on the ways that they should go. It says, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is what? Old. He will not depart from it. In other words, if you put them on a track to success, if you put them on a line to become positive, if you put them on a way to be a light, the chances of success is great. Of course, there will be always be challenges. When you release the arrow, there's going to be weather, wind, and other things that tries to derail it and make it from missing the target. But by God's grace, when you do your part, God will also do his part and bring your desired expectation for these children to that goal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Our part as parents is to do this. It's the strange reason that God started to speak to Abraham and say in Genesis, I believe in Genesis chapter 18, verse 19, quickly as we round up here, I promise it's only going to be a few minutes. Genesis 18, he says of Abraham, I know him. I hope that God will say the same thing of Emmanuel and about you, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall do what? Keep the ways of the Lord. He didn't say just to beg them, but also to command. Create inventive way to make it that they will find it hard to resist going after the way of the Lord. If it means discipline according to God's word in love, you do it. It means talking to them, you do it. It means creating time for your children, make sure you're there for them. Many of these children are now living in a world they call lockbox children, you know, lucky children or something like that, where parents don't even have time for the children. They don't see them. They don't talk to them. You are coming from work. They are going to school. And at times, it's out of necessity. At times, it's just one parent trying to do the work of two parents due to not choice of their own, but circumstances. Whatever it is, I want you to do your utmost best. Amen? And the Lord will see you through and help you through. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Finally, this again, these children, I want to thank all of you for what you are doing. We are blessed in this church. Really blessed. Put your hands together, everybody. We have children. I don't hear. I haven't heard. And I will never hear of any of them that we are going to go bail them out from police station. Not once. Put your hands together for the Lord. We have children that are normal. I didn't hear any of them threatening to kill their parents, and their parents called me, Pastor Emmanuel, pray with me. I say, what is the reason? Say, my son is trying to kill me or my daughter. No. And these are things I have seen in many other places. These are things I have intervened with many. I haven't children that say that, okay, I got this person pregnant. No, I haven't seen that in this church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I haven't seen any of these children who came back and say, okay, I'm pregnant, I'm no more going to school. No, that's not the case. So we have reasons to be thankful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What I see is young men and young women that are focused. Many of them are going into medical school, going to be a doctor in a few years' time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many of them are going to be engineers, IT personnel, one thing or the other. And the Lord will bless each and every one of you. Keep focused. Put in hard work, for faith without work is dead. As long as you do your part, the same thing I tell all my kids, if you do your part, God will do his part and he will see you through. So let's stand on our feet and bless the name of the Lord. You are God's agent of change. Our children are God's agent of change. You are like 0007, you know, with the big gun and everything. And you are going to make an impact, a good impact, a positive impact, a glorious impact in this generation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And for parents who are afraid about these children, do not be afraid. God always designed each generation to meet the need of that generation. And God have designed these children to meet the need of this generation. Even in the midst of dark and evil world, they will shine for Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want these young ones who have been blessed us today to step forward. I'm going to ask one of the elders. Yeah, step forward here. I'm going to pray for them. Come on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sister Christy, please, you're going to come and pray for them. And ask the Lord to bless them and guide them. No matter any challenge they may be facing, that grace to overcome will be there in Jesus' mighty name.
Eternal Rock of Ages, we appreciate you. God of heaven and earth, we bless you. Ancient of Days, we thank you for these children. Father, these are yours. The Bible tells us that they are your heritage. Father, we are saying thank you. Thank you for how you've used them to minister to us today. Father, these are not just ordinary children. They are children of the Most High God. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Father, we pray for these ones today. Ah, eternal God, you said your children shall be taught of the Lord. And you said great shall be their peace. Father, we thank you because these ones shall be taught of you. And great shall be their peace. You said, I will contend with those who contend with you. I will save your children. Ah, Father, our eyes are on you. These are yours. The devil has no hold on them. These ones will do exploits for the kingdom of heaven. These ones will stand with the enemy at the gate. Father, these ones will make you proud. These ones will lift up their heads and tell the people, this is the way of the Lord and go that way. Father, these ones will not succumb to much negative peer pressure. They will stand for the word of God. They will declare the counsel of God. They will have no fear or favor of any man. They will stand and do the bidding of the Most High God. And I'm saying, oh God, we are saying that the enemy shall not exert upon these ones. The son of unrighteousness will not afflict them. Father, they will not become instruments in the hands of the evil one. Father, these ones will do great, oh God. They will do exploits for you. Your name will be glorified in their lives. Father, these ones will excel. The spirit of excellence that was on Daniel will rest upon them, Lord. Father, the seven spirits of the living God will rest upon these ones. Ah, my Father, they will be the head and not the tail. Above only and never beneath. Father, your right hand will dwell valiantly, will rest upon their lives. Father, they will do well. They will be the best of the best. They will stand out among the outstanding. Ah, the enemy has no part in them. It is well with them. It is well with every single one of you. And the Lord Jesus will be honored in your lives. You will do great. And your parents will be proud. The Lord himself will be very proud of you because you will make him proud. You will go out there and you will declare the counsel of God to the people out there. You will not be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will declare his counsel. The Lord will continue to guide you. He has promised never to leave you nor forsake you. He said you are never alone. Always remember that Jesus is with you. God bless you. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed with thanksgiving.
Praise ye the Lord.